September 30th to October 13th, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. The armor of God. Paul's military metaphor helps us see how to protect ourselves spiritually. Bible facts. The ancient Greek word for whole armor, panoplia, meant all of the equipment needed to be fully armed to wage effective warfare, including both defensive shielding and offensive weaponry. Paul was a Roman citizen, and Roman soldiers had a visible military presence in occupied lands. In addition, Paul wrote his epistle to the Ephesians while in captivity in Rome and was likely guarded by Roman soldiers. So the Roman whole armor was likely what Paul had in mind. The prophet Isaiah described the Messiah as having a breastplate of righteousness and a helmet of salvation when he would come to intercede for his people and save them. What we can learn. Loins girt. When we have our loins girt about with truth, we are prepared to move against evil. We prepare ourselves through personal worthiness, scripture study, and prayer. Breastplate. A breastplate protects vital organs such as the heart and lungs. Our righteous thoughts and deeds help keep our spiritual vitality. He who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. Feet shod. Our feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Your feet represent your goals or objectives in life. Preparedness is the way to victory. The tide of victory rests with him who is prepared. President Harold B. Lee. Shield. With the shield of faith, we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Those flaming arrows rain down from all directions, and we need the faith and trust in the Lord that will keep us from the spiritual harm the adversary's temptations would inflict. Helmet. The helmet of salvation guards our reasoning, intellect, and thoughts. Elder Robert D. Hales. If we focus our minds on Jesus Christ and His gospel, our thoughts can be kept pure and our eyes single to the glory of God. Sword. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and the Spirit can pierce even to the very soul. With our testimony and the power and peace of God's Spirit, we can strike against error and conquer the enemy of all righteousness. The putting off of the natural man makes possible the putting on of the whole armor of God, which would not fully fit before. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. End of the article, The Armor of God, read by Casey Wayman.